Begin the current daven, sech the Shabbos daven, and dal, begin on the base. Begin with Tejah de Ramaschel, my timer, what's the reason? The manafo, maybe it's going to fall, but also latu, you're going to come to carry it. Which actually, we don't have these words in the Gemara, rather we have the words kedah amar. But that's the gears that Tesis has. Which Tesis comes to explain that why didn't the Gemara bring the reasoning as we had previously explained the halacha of the Mishnah. That is, the Gemara brings that the reason why a donkey cannot go out with a saddle cloth when it's not tied on is because then my foal, he might come to carry it. So Tesis bothered, avogavdo kim le'el, although we had previously established in the previous daf the Ayri Bikshura that we're explaining that it was tied on from before Shabbos, and actually, even if you were tied on Shabbos, it would be forbidden to go out, even if there's no concern that it's going to come to fall down. So why are we saying the reasoning is because it might fall down? So Stasis, you're right. Hoch Mefarish, here the Gemara is explaining, just explain according to the simple translation of first glance what the Mishnah sounds like it's saying, where it sounds like that if it's tied on, then that would be sufficient, and the problem is because it's not tied in at all. Because the Gemara already was a lengthy about this topic already previously, then no, it's actually not sufficient to be tied on. It has to be also tied on from before Shabbos. But the Gemara did not bother to go through the whole lengthy discussion. But you're right, really, it's not just because of falling down. It's really because it has to be from before Shabbos. But the Gemara just says the simple understanding and the lengthy discussion is already on the previous stuff. But it says, Taysim, Teich Pesha Kunches Mashma, from Rashi's interpretation, it sounds like the loy garis that he did not have the gears of Dimonof of Aslatui, that maybe it's going to come to carry it, like our gears. So, and because Rashi makes it sound like that it's Kedamon, like we'd explain that the reason is because since you didn't tie it from before Shabbos, you did not reveal your intention that you wanted it, and therefore it's not considered as a Malbush. 10 next Taysim, the Master, that begins the words of the Gemara, from the Merci, command the Azlachinga, because it looks like that he's going to the marketplace. So he's going to explain that why didn't we say it's forbidden the bell because of masoi or because it might come to fall, he might come to carry it. Now, as the Gemara said, that the reason why the donkey cannot go out with the bell into the street is because it looks like as if he's going to sell it, and therefore he's beautifying it for the selling purposes. So as Tosfos says, abu masoi eini, but a load it's not to make it forbidden. Shabbat l'agav afser, because the bell is secondary to the halter, and the halter is not a masoi because that's meant to protect the animal. So that's a tachshon. Like we actually are concerned regarding the bell of a slave, like the Gemara brings later on, because the Hacham Ayir Ba'arik. Here we're talking about that the bell is woven into the garment of the animal. The Gemara says over there, whatever is woven, then like goes, we didn't make a decree, we don't think that it's going to fall down, and therefore that's why there's no concern either here of maybe falling and coming to carry it. The next Tosfos and Asa begins the words of Gemara, Deloy lemitzuyu yali, because we don't want that the yali should suck. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi's interpretation of what the yali is. The Gemara says that they would tie on to the udders of the cow a piece of the skin of the kupar, of this hedgehog skin, which had pricks and points, so that the yali should not suck from its milk. So Perish Rashi explains, Sha'an shuash, the hainu, what that is a naluka, which that they would suck the milk from the cow. And that's what you're trying to stop, and they're allowed to go out with that, and we're talking about that's allowed to go out with that, covering the udders on Shabbos. Says Taizvainir, that does not seem to be the correct interpretation that Yali is this aluka. Because the Aimitzis Eladam, because these leeches actually only suck blood, not milk. Voy Muro, but Havali Lame Alukais, it should have said Alukais. Well, Ashkan the Karilo Yali Bishamak, we never find that the leeches are called Yali, so it's called Alukas. So Venir says, it seems the Yali Haini Nami Kupa Demastitin. Actually, this that they would put the hedgehog skin on the udder, that was actually to prevent the hedgehog itself from sucking the milk of the cow. We find by Hordas, the wicked king that killed the Jewish sages, and he left only Bava Mambuta so that she counseled with him. So it says that Hadule Kalila the Yali, he made for him, he put around his eyes the crown of the pointy skin of the Yali, which has these thorny points. And when the queen Yulani, and he poked at his eyes, obviously we see that the Yali has in its skin points like the Kupa. And therefore, it's obviously that the Yali is the hedgehog itself. And so too, we find by Anoka, that it says in the Torah and Parsha of Yikra, Metagamina, and Yali, Bhushakar in Hirtzen, which is what we call the keeper. And therefore, we see that that's actually what Yali is the hedgehog itself. Continuing next stage, the Master begins the words of the Gemara, Have Ma'asra, B'lozim and Zari, Kol Shata B'Shata. Every single year, B'lozim and Zari would take off Meiser 12,000 calves. That's how wealthy he was. Now, Tosfos is bothered. He says, Hikshra Bein Tam. Bein Tam asks, the Amar Perek Bas the Bukhairis, the Gemara Bukhairis of Nagilim Menalf says, the Emais Behem and Noik Acha Chorban. After the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, there's no more typhing of the animals. Why? Because it has a sanctity and it has to be sacrificed in the Mizbeach. And when there's no Mizbeach, you can't sacrifice, and people are going to come to commit Me'ilah. So therefore, there's no more Maisa Behema. So Imkain, if that's the case, Bizman Abais have Masa. Obviously, this Rabbi Lozman Zar, when he was taking off the Maisa, was when the Beis Hamikdash was still around. Now, Mistama Ben Yigimel Shonohei Kesheisa, we could presume that he was 13 years old when he take off Maisa, because a minor doesn't have to go ahead and fulfill the mitzvahs and take off Maisa. Vimkain, so then if that's the case, you have the following difficult. My comment to have a Maasa called Shadda Bashadda, what's the Gemara saying that every single year he would take off this Taiv? When the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, he was at most 14 or 15 years old. He was the leader of the Jewish people for at least a year or two after the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, because the Kama Takanas Tikkun Nachachum, we find many Takanas Brun Mishnayis that Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai instituted. Not like in the Mishnah, Meshachar Beis Hamikdash, when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Hiskri Beis Hamikdash, he instituted. So there are many takanas that the Mishnayis bring, Yoim Henef, many things regarding blowing the shofar, many takanas. So obviously, at least a year or two after the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, he was the leader. Now, the Achrav, Reb Gamliel Hoya Nasi. Now, after Reb Gamliel, Reb Gamliel was the Nasi, at least Nasayim Agim, at least 2 or 3 years, Kaidim Shemini Reb Elazman Zari, before, after him, was Reb Elazman Zari. Like we find in Perek Tefillas Hashachar and Brachas of Chavzayim Abayz, says, Ashtake Tzayla Reb Tzadik. Last year, Reb Gamliel bothered Reb Tzadik. V'choyl Mechein, the year before, Tzayla Reb Yeshua, Atakan Zamadis, that he made him come on the day that he felt was by him Yom Kippur. So that means Reb Gamliel was at least 2 or 3 years, because it says that the year before and the year before that. So then the problem is, Kshimidu Nasi, when they finally made Reb Elazar ben Zari the Nasi, we know how you been your Tchaz Shana Kedem Hasam. He was 8 years old, like the Gemara Brachas says. Sorry, b'shas ha'churban, at the time of the churban Beis Hamikdash, ho'i ben yodalei tezov l'chol yosef, the most he was 14 or 15, because, again, if at 18 he was ready to nasi, and before him was 2 or 3 years in Gamliel, and before there was Rebbechim b'zakei for a year or two, so then at the most he could be his 14 or 15. What he's saying, for every single year, if it only applies for literally 1 or 2 or 3 years that he was taking off Meiser, because or 1 or 2 years, or 13 to 14, 15, whatever, 1 or 2 years, how can he say every single year? It's barely Bar mitzvah by the time the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. So it says very similar. What you could say is the Kodem Gezerah have a Maaser. They didn't make the Gezerah right away after the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, and before they made the decree, he was taking off every single year. Or you know, another approach is Abatrapas have a Maaser Bekatnusa. Yeah, when he was a minor, when the Beis Hamikdash was still around, the caretaker of his family was taking off the Maaser from him. Or a third approach, Rabbi Buchanan Mafar, she explains a Maaser Achachurban. No, it was actually till after the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, but not Maaser Behema. It means Behemas Arnun Lamelch. The types of animals for the tax of the king, that's how many animals he would tithe every single year, but not for the Maisa Behema, but rather for the tax of the king. So Tesis had the difficulty that according to the calculation of the years, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah could not have taken off so many years Maisa Behema before the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, rather 1 or 2 years. And so therefore, what's he saying? I'll call Shana Veshana. So Tesis says either the Gezerah was not right after the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, in those years he took a Maisa Behema, or his Apotropos took off him when he was a minor, or it wasn't talking about Maisa Behema at all, rather talking about Arnuna Lamelch. The next text, the Master says, begins the words of Gemara, Rav, Reb Chanina, Reb Yechon, Reb Chaviva Masnu, which takes comes to explain what is the Gemara, if you read the Gemara literally, what the Gemara coming to say. And it says that these Amiram, and then the Gemara stops, doesn't say what they said, and it says, wherever it says this group, and say the Mayid, so you switch Reb Yechon with Reb Yenis. So Tais explains, Pirish, what the Gemara is saying is, Masna hach shmaited da'am besamach. They taught the teaching the Gemara is going to say shortly on regarding if you could protest, and you don't, so you get punished. Now, but v'hashda pasik ashas lemilse v'kamen, the Gemara just stops in the middle and says, Bekuli and the Gemara says, Mayid, in the whole say the Mayid, kolkai gabna, when we have such a situation, the zuga of the peer, michlefer b'yechanan v'kulu, you switch b'yechanan, which are b'yechanan. Because, b'lekoi masnu, which it sounds like literally if you read it, it's not saying that they taught achilif on that switch. What they taught is what it's going to say later on. Just the Gemara jumps in and says that you switch it. This is the tradition Rabbi Shmuel has from Rabbi Shlema, Shashama Mirbalaz Rabbi that he heard from his teacher, Rebbe Eliezer.